Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports. Day number two of the Masters. They may be playing through some rain problems today. Brooks Koepka, I don't know what rating system golf uses to say number one in the world. Brooks Koepka is the number one player in the world. The last six major championships in which he's played, he's won half of them. He's won as many as the rest of the world put together. Don't tell me I don't understand the rating system. He is sharing the lead. He may fall apart here, but he's sharing the lead after round one of the Masters. Also, one shot behind him, Phil Mickelson. Tiger's not that far behind. It'll be an interesting weekend and weather-related weekend, possibly, at the Augusta National Golf Club as they go through. Speaking of golf, congratulations. Francis Cabrini of the West Georgia Wolves named Golf South Conference Golfer of the Month. Amazing. Six times she has gained the monthly honor during her career. An amazing career, both on the golf course and in the classroom at UWG. And she has just been brilliant, brilliant all the way through. While we're talking local sports right now, we get a little baseball locally. Ought to be good weather for that for the most part today. As high school baseball comes up yesterday, Harrelson County with a win over North Murray. Mountain Zion fell to Gordon Lee. Today it is Carrollton at Villarica. Central at LaGrange. Tryon at Bowden. Callaway at Harrelson County. Temple at Bremen and Heard County at Callaway coming up on the high school baseball schedule today. West Georgia Wolves play tonight. Both softball and baseball. Softball's been off for nearly 2 weeks. They're back on the field tonight in Montgomery. They'll play a single against AUM and then a doubleheader there tomorrow. Baseball was originally going to be a Saturday-Sunday deal, but weather has told them you ain't playing Sunday. So we'll get an early start down there tonight. West Georgia, of course, comes into the ballgame after nine consecutive victories, beating Georgia Southwestern earlier in the week. Dan Oberst, the outstanding junior designated hitter, said after the game, "This has been a pretty good roll going on right now."
I mean, we're locked in. You know, every series is important. We're neck and neck in the conference. I think we're fourth right now. So we're looking to get into the tournament. We got, went out. We're on a nine-game streak and just got to keep playing our game and playing hard. And I think we'll be all right.
West Georgia does go into the weekend as the four seed. The top eight teams make the tournament. So the Wolves take care of business. They'll be okay. The Gulf South Conference tournament beginning 3 weeks from tomorrow. Actually, it's not called the tournament. It's called the Gulf South Conference Championship. It's not a tournament format anymore. They'll play that in Oxford, Alabama. Braves slipped to the Mets last night. They'll play again tonight at SunTrust as the Atlanta team. You have a burp here and there. The Mets are a good team. It's going to be a good series over the weekend going on between those two. NBA playoffs started tomorrow. Stanley Cup playoffs started 2 days ago. It's a fun time of year. And that's a look at your Friday sports, and I'm Mitch Gray reporting.